Chapter 95 On Heat. As I was saying, Tripod, the three-legged dog, mentioned with certain regularity since Chapter 63, hangs about for a time, testing the air with that sensitive nose of his. What a fine instrument that is, and picking up signals with those radar ears. Pretty soon, he comes across the scent of a bitch on heat, switches to automatic pilot, forgets who he is. As dogs must have a sense of identity, mustn't they? The female, he senses, is approximately 2 to 3 kilometers away. As the crow flies, canine hormones trip and trigger, launch like rockets released. Into action he leaps, like a fireman down a pole, following his nose across the car park and down the road, in one gate and out another, over a fence and through a hedge of lantana, across a railway line, over a gravel mound and through a pool of stagnant water, along platform 4, down the up escalator, through 3 red traffic lights in a row, along the top of an ivy-clad wall. See that unique and rhythmic mechanical walk of his, hopping along, an easel opening and closing, in the front door of the Vesuvius Pizza Lounge, between tables, through the kitchen and out the back door, passing under checked tablecloths hanging in a line, jumping along a row of industrial bins, down a back alley, up the main drag, onto the number 275 bus, all the way from 10 o'clock to 10:25, to a riverside park where willows weep and swings yearn. She's a collie with light brown eyes, moist velvety nose. For the sake of discretion, we'll let them get on with it in private, only to add that the handicap of having one front leg instead of two brings out the best in Tripod when engaged in that kind of thing, when the heat is on.
I'm kind of shifty. I'm not quite complete. Contradictory. Better than me. longer an anomaly.